Japan has removed South Korea from a list of its preferred trading partners. It's a major escalation in a trade dispute rooted in historical tensions. The cabinet of Shinzo Abe, Japan's conservative prime minister, on Friday approved plans to remove South Korea from the list of so-called white countries with preferred trade status. Beginning August 28th, Japanese companies must now seek case-by-case approval from Japan's trade ministry before shipping certain products, which could be diverted for military use, to South Korea. South Korea expressed deep regret over the decision and promised a resolute response, according to the Ko Min-jung, a spokesperson for Seoul's presidential Blue House. The United States on Friday will pull out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty to develop its own new warheads after the Russians refused to destroy their new missiles, and NATO says violate the pact. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism a new agreement can be made to replace the historic Cold War pact.
Russia would like to do something on a nuclear treaty, and that's okay with me. They'd like to do something, and so would I.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the expiration of the treaty will heighten the threat of ballistic missiles.
The world will lose an invaluable break on nuclear war, and this will likely heighten, not reduce, the threat posed by ballistic missiles.
U.S. officials for months have complained that Russia turned a deaf ear to pleas from officials here and in Europe to halt its violations of the treaty, especially development and fielding of the SSC-8 ground-launched cruise missiles. Russian officials claim they have strictly observed the treaty's provision and have not allowed violations. This is VOA News. A dual American-Turkish citizen who left the United States as a teenager with his brother to join the Islamic State terror group has been brought back to his hometown to face terror-related charges. Omer Kuzu appeared in a Texas courtroom Thursday charged with conspiring to provide material support to IS, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Prosecutors say that Kuzu left the U.S. in October of 2014 with his brother, bound for Istanbul, Turkey. Several months later, they were smuggled into Syria. Kuzu, and he was then taken to Mosul, Iraq, for weapons training and pledged allegiance to IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Upon his return to Syria. North Korea on Friday fired unidentified short-range projectiles off its east coast, its third launch in a week. The Yonhap News Agency reports the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were fired at 2:59 a.m. and 3:23 a.m. At the White House, President Trump said he was not concerned about the missiles.
Short-range missiles, we never made an agreement on that. I have no problem. We'll see what happens. But these are short-range missiles. They're very standard.
Meanwhile, at the UN, Britain, Germany, and France delivered a joint statement condemning the latest North Korean missile launches. President Trump is again boosting his trade war with China. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's another jump in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. The president says slow-moving negotiations will continue, but starting September 1st, the U.S. will hit China with a new 10% tariff on about $300 billion in goods. He announced the move on Twitter while criticizing Beijing for not making good on promises to stop fentanyl sales to the U.S. and to buy more farm goods. Stocks tumbled fast, with the Dow going from up nearly 300 to down nearly 200 soon after the tweets. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday a dozen staffers had been sent to a Democratic Republic of Congo border city to manage Ebola cases there. The outbreak, which began a year ago Thursday, has now killed more than 1,800 people. 12 CDC employees will go to Goma, a major transit city near the Congolese border with Rwanda. On Thursday, the city confirmed that Henry Wake, the CDC director of preparedness and emerging infections, said several factors make dealing with the outbreak more difficult. The announcement came hours after Rwanda briefly closed the border to its shares with the Congo over fears the disease would spread. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.